Hello, my name's Luke Pard and I'm Labour's candidate in South West Devon. It's the 24th of April and we've just finished another canvass session. It's been a really busy day on the campaign trail today. After last night, which was my final hustings event of the campaign, the most juicy one of the session actually, managed to get some real good debate going on the difference between Labour and Tory policies. Today we've been making the same arguments on the doors right across the city. Started off this morning with a canvass and then I rushed off to go sit on a inflatable sofa at the Power 2010 stand in Plymouth City Centre. Had a good chat there with Liberal Democrats, UKIP, Greens, candidates from across the city, because we were all there to effectively hold an open air surgery with voters in Plymouth. It was a really good, really good effort actually by Power 2010 to engage people in politics. And it was really disappointing that the Tories couldn't even be bothered showing up. It's one of those things that's disappointing about politics. We need to engage more people in politics, and actually having a cross-party open air surgery was an excellent way of doing so. Allow people to come over, ask a question, and actually hear what the differences are from the parties there and then, which is something you don't tend to get in election campaigns. So it was a good effort. I didn't necessarily agree with all Power 2010's pledges they asked me to sign up for, but I thought the initiative was very good. So congratulations to the volunteers that put that together. On the way out of town, I bumped into the Liberal Democrats who had a street stall there. They were handing out leaflets talking about how Plymouth is appalling in terms of dentistry. And what the leaflets didn't say, which I thought was really disingenuous and did them no credit whatsoever, is the fact that the Labour government's open more NHS dentist practice in Plymouth, and they funded the new dental school at the Peninsula Medical School, the first new dental school for decades. And it was really disappointing that they didn't mention it. Either they don't know, which shows they didn't know the constituency very well, or the second option is they purposely chose not to mention it so they could try and win votes because of that. That's really disappointing. They deserve to actually tell the truth when it comes to this type of policy area. And yes, there's still plenty more to do, but they should be honest about people and say that we've made incredible progress and we're getting better all the time, and that's not what their leaflet said. This afternoon we've been banging on doors. Again, really good reception. People are now understanding that this is a real choice at the election, and some of the don't-knows are turning Labour, and some are turning Tory, and some are turning Lib Dem. It's going to be close in Plymouth, and it's going to be an interesting election all round. So game on. We're continuing campaigning tomorrow. We've got a mass canvas session, mass leaflet session. And so if you are able to come and help in Plymouth or in South West Devon, drop me a line at luke@lukepollard.net, or you can drop me a line on Twitter, which is twitter.com/lukepollard. Thanks very much. Bye.